It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Rahala with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Aaron is coming in. We're going to talk about maternal mental health because, you know what? It is when we need to talk about and have the conversation about mental health. It's very important that we do that and just kind of shine some light on it because a lot of people don't like to talk about their mental health, but it's very important. It's just the same as your physical health. Everything ties together and it needs to be talked about. Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Let's dive right in and talk. Aaron, what you, as I said, you're down at the health department. What do you do down there?
I am a nurse there. I work with WIC. I do immunizations. We work with moms and babies. So
this is kind of your area of expertise, so to speak.
So to speak.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about maternal mental health. You were saying when we came before we came on the air, we were discussing it, and you were saying sometimes it can happen, you know, during pregnancy, and it can go as long as, you know, 1 year after,
for sure,
after delivery, and it's a real thing. It is a medical diagnosis. So I'm going to kind of let you talk about it since you're the nurse on this one.
Thank you. Yeah, it is a medical diagnosis. 1 in 5 women experience this during pregnancy and up to a year after. And 75% of women that experience the symptoms go untreated. So that's showing us that we need to talk about it more. We need to bring more awareness to it and let moms know that there's help out there. You don't need to suffer alone. We can help you.
And in talking about it going untreated, what would you say, or do you have any research to back up? What would you say is probably the number one cause? Is it because they're just not worried about themselves? They're worried about their child and taking care of their child? Or they just, once again, like we talked about, it's just not important?
Sometimes I think they just get, they're overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed. You're pregnant. You're having a new baby. You might have already have other children, and you are trying to do everything. And sometimes you kind of feel ashamed, or maybe you don't think it's important enough to get help right now. You just need to focus on being physically healthy and bringing a healthy baby into the world.
And taking care of your child.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, I would say. Postpartum depression, as we said, it's a real thing, and it seems to have had some more light shed on it recently.
Yes.
Would you say that is the case, that more people are coming forward and it's, you know, it's being more prominent?
I think more and more people are talking about it, which is so good to help these moms. And it's postpartum depression, but it can happen while you're pregnant too. And a lot of them have anxiety symptoms. So it can be depression and anxiety both. They kind of go hand in hand.
And so I guess the next question is, how do we treat it? How do we get better and make people, you know, maybe not feel so overwhelmed or things like that? Are there different things that they can do to kind of get them through it?
There is. So at the health department, every pregnant mom and postpartum mom, we have them fill out a screening survey. And depending on their score, well, we ask them all about how they're feeling. But depending on the score, we really try to get them in touch with resources. The U of U has a good resource. They do some group therapy, some one-on-one therapy, and they can do that virtually now. We try to give them the resources in our local area of mental health providers that are here, or we can encourage them and help them get into their doctor for a doctor's appointment. And I think just bringing awareness, like, you're not alone in this, and there is people that are here to help you.
And I would say, yeah, that's probably the biggest thing is some sort of maybe a support group, or just even having a close circle of friends would probably do the trick, wouldn't it?
Yeah, letting your family know. Some people don't tell their family that they're struggling with this. So as a family or friend, it doesn't hurt to ask how they're feeling.
Right. And that's really where the conversation should start.
Yeah.
If somebody says, I'm doing okay.
Right.
That's probably telling you, you know what, maybe you need to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And dive in a little bit more, because, you know, we've talked about this before, about the fact that, you know, mental health just as important as physical health. And we need to have these conversations just like we have with people that have heart disease or cancers or, you know, diabetes or something like that. That's it's yes. just as important
it's
as everything
as important.
Else.
Yeah. You need to be mentally healthy, too, as long as and physically healthy.
All right. So I would assume that you have plenty of resources down there at the health department. How can they get a hold of those resources? How can they get a hold of you guys down there?
They can call and we can set them up. We can do a screening down there, or we can talk to them one-on-one and give them all of our resources that we have and help them get into appointments or make an appointment.
So anytime you can talk about your mental health with anybody, and especially if you're a mom, as you said, you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yes.
and those kinds of things, you know, get that support group around you and touch base with the health department. They have great resources and a lot of them. And I would say maybe this is part of the reason too. Would you say that the availability of information online has been helpful too?
Yes. There's a lot of websites you can go to, and there's lots of information online.
Lots of information, and you guys can direct them to that, right?
Yes.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for coming down, talking to us today. This is important stuff, a great information to get out there, and we appreciate you coming out and taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.